Native musician Robbie Robertson, formerly of the band, working with Galactic on that track, Going to the River, for the tribute to Fats Domino album that came out with a bunch of numerous artists, all reinterpreting Fats' music. In the meantime, Robbie, unfortunately, losing one of his former bandmates just a week ago, Levon Helm. Sad to see that, and we hope he rests in peace. Right now on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, it's time to welcome in a couple of guests to the KBAC studios. Terry Borst is here. He's a professor over at the College of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, the new name for the college over on St. Michael's. And there is something very special going on tonight, courtesy of the Visual Arts Center. I'm Ira G. I'll be out broadcasting tonight from 8:30 to 10:30 to tell you all about it. But we're going to tell you a little bit about it right now. It's, of course, an art exhibit that made its debut last year on the campus. And it was so stunning and so talked about that it looks like it's going to be a yearly event now. Now, when you're used to going to art openings, it's usually inside with maybe a glass of wine and you get to meet the artist. Tonight, it is outside on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, because if I get this right, everything is projected onto the sides of buildings. Is that correct, Terry?
Absolutely. So it really kicks off at 8:45, and we're particularly blessed this year because we have several visiting artists that have come to us from Istanbul Bilgi University, from the Visual Communication Design Department. And we have here in the studio with us Jem, John, Jehangir, and Refik. And all four of them have collaborated along with their students in their department to create a tremendous and exciting installation on the tallest tower of the Visual Arts Center at the Santa Fe University campus. And Refik, I'm going to turn it over to you to tell us just a little bit about the installation Legoretta Alive.
Yeah, first, talk about how you came up with the idea for this, because most people would just work with a canvas, and you're working with an entire building side.
And thank you so much again for once more. And actually, I think the first Santa Fe has come up with an idea about collaborating. Mm-hmm. And then we were so ready to make it, because it's a very perfect idea to collaborate with students with another universities around, I mean, overseas. So it was a very, very unique experience for all of our students and also for Santa Fe to have to come up an idea of using Legoretta's point of view, his architectural designs and his approach in every geometric way, and to use it in a new medium. So it was a unique idea, I think. And thanks, Terry, and all Santa Fe to call us and collaborate with us. It was such a unique experience for all of us.
Now, how many people were involved in your piece?
And 25 students in the class.
25 in the class, okay.
And most of them has used in the performance. Mm-hmm. And we kind of create a visual pool. And then finally, we compose a sound piece, 5 minutes approximately. And finally, we merge them, like edit them together and find a piece. And tonight, you can experience it.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. And I know there's going to be a lot of special, specific performances of art during the evening. Tell us a little bit about that, Professor Terry.
Well, for starters, 8:45 is the world premiere of Legoretta Alive, so be there for that and its unveiling, so to speak. And then we have some very specific performance pieces, one happening at 9 p.m., another at 9:30 p.m. So what's exciting about this is it combines the live performance aspect from the creator of the piece, plus usually a sculptural aspect to the piece and a video aspect to the piece as well. So while the Outdoor Vision Fest got kind of built around, you know, environmental projections and video mapping of architecture initially, we're expanding even further to kind of experiencing art in combination with video, 3D objects, live performances. So it's going to be even bigger and better than last year.
Okay, now a specific area on campus where everybody should gather?
Yes, there. If you pull into the campus on St. Michael's, you'll be directed in, and it's the Visual Arts Center side. That, of course, was the set of buildings that Ricardo Legoretta built in the late 1990s. And mm-hmm. So you'll find it. You'll see us, because it's going to be brightly lit at that hour.
Okay, so just look for, maybe not searchlights, but definitely video projections. Once again, it gets underway at 8:45 tonight, goes till 10:45. That's at the Visual Arts Center at the Santa Fe University University of Art and Design. And once again, that's 1600 St. Michael's Drive, right kind of catty corner to the Hallmark card store there, if you remember where the entrance is. Projected video, interactive projections, animated videos, and movie shorts all tonight on the sides of buildings and elsewhere on campus. This is something I really wanted to go to last year, and something came up and I had to miss it. But I'm really looking forward to broadcasting live from there tonight and seeing this. Some of the projections even look three-dimensional off the sides of the building. For instance, the one that our Turkish friends here have created, very three-dimensional.
Absolutely. I think that's what's so exciting. And Jehangir, maybe you could talk just a little bit more about that three-dimensionality and what's so amazing about it.
Well, what is interesting with this particular work, it's not two-dimensional. It's not something you project on the surface, but it's beyond that, because you're using the real space, and you have to think about the possibilities and the visibility of it and the illusions you create with it. And in the case of Legoretta's building, is so interesting that it takes you in. If you're an ordinary visitor, it invites you in and it walks you in. We have to think about all these things. And what can we add onto this? And what can we do? Because the architecture itself is so nice, so impressive, and so we focus on this and to make it more visible and also part of the space, and also it creates a new space. Mm-hmm. And what you get in addition to architectural experience you get from this building, it's a kind of illusionary effect, illusionary perspective, and added value maybe onto this great Mexican architect's work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating, and I really look forward to seeing it tonight. Make plans to attend. It is tonight, free admission, open to the public. Tonight, starting at 8:45, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus over on 1600 St. Michael's. Our guest today, Professor Terry Borst, and four visitors from Turkey. Welcome, gentlemen. Look forward to seeing your work tonight. Should be fascinating, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.